Guess who couldn't get out of the car this morning because it was finally released streaming?
Oh, the Stevie Nicks album.
Oh, the Stevie Nicks album. It was so good. I mean, honestly, I had the worst time ever. I was so excited. I talked to my dad this morning driving in, and then there was only one track that was available from this new live album she did and movie, and it's been for the last couple of weeks she's been able to get it. And then all of a sudden, I looked at my, and then they were all the tracks were there in my car on the screen.
Oh, my gosh. Do you freak out?
Yeah, I mean, Allison, you know I can't get out of the car when Stand Back Live is on.
No, you can't.
She's so good. What a nice gift.
Yeah.
In a crappy world some days.
That's awesome that that's out. I love that, though, when you're into a song, you're rocking out, and you can't get out of the car. Mm-hmm. I pulled up in front of the building, and I had it as loud as it would go, and I couldn't get out of the car, so I sat there till the song was over, and I get in the building, and I have a text from Jill, who's bedroom is at the window right where I'm parking my car. She was like, LOL, what are you listening to? And it was, You Can Do It, Put Your Back Into It.
I love that song.
I know.
What is that song, You Can Do It, Get Your Back Into It?
Is it, is it Lil' Kid? It's
a little someone?
There might be a Lil in there.
It was from, so it's an Ice Cube song.
Ice Cube.
You Can Do It. And what dance movie was that in?
I don't remember.
It was with Julia something.
Oh, Julia Stiles.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but she was cracking up because there was still like 2 minutes left on the song. I had the bass like low. I was just the whole thing.
Save the Last Dance.
Save the Last Dance.
Were you booty bumping too?
Absolutely.
No.
All of it.
Oh, it was out. Yeah. Anyway, we got a lot coming up today.
You can do it to Stevie Nicks.
Halloween is tomorrow.
Jay Towers in the Morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost from SNL got married last weekend. It was an intimate ceremony, and in an effort to raise awareness, they picked Meals on Wheels to break the news on Instagram. The post said, "We are thrilled to break the news that Scarlett and Colin were married over the weekend in an intimate ceremony with their immediate family and loved ones." And then the post went on and on about how they stayed safe and then, you know, how you can support Meals on Wheels. This is his first marriage, her third. She has a 6-year-old daughter with her second husband.
I appreciate that she, policed herself and recognized, I better keep this one low key. I made a mockery out of marriage sometimes before Ryan Reynolds.
That's right. Boy, I forgot.
Oh, I remember. I remember.
Yeah.
I need to know. Sometimes I want to know, like, where the breakdown occurred, because I can't ever imagine splitting up from Ryan Reynolds,
right?
Just like I can't ever imagine anyone ever splitting up from Jennifer Aniston, but she's been married twice.
Sometimes,
and it didn't work out.
You know, you can be in love, attracted, all those things, but day after day, sometimes it falls apart.
Yeah. Yesterday, I told you guys that Chelsea Handler said she was ghosted by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo after he agreed to go out with her sometime. Well, he spoke out about that yesterday, and here's his response.
I'm a big fan of Chelsea's, and she is great, and we have fun. But on my dating life, I am only dating at this point in-state residents, right? I'm dating New York residents. And so if Chelsea changes her residence, then maybe we can work it
out.
Don't
say that.
We could have made that whole story about Chelsea Kibble from our show.
And oh, that's so funny.
Here's what Andrew Cuomo said about our Chelsea.
You know, I wouldn't mind dating Andrew Cuomo. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
Lark Voorhees will return as
Lark.
Lisa Turk.
What
did
Lark?
I say?
No, yeah.
I said Lark.
I thought you said Lurk.
Oh, no, Lark.
Like Lurch.
No. She's going to be returning as Lisa Turtle on the new Saved by the Bell. There's no word on how many episodes she'll be in, so that just leaves Dustin Diamond as the only main character.
It's not going to happen for him. No,
really?
He's not getting back in there.
He'll get in. They'll get him in for a cameo.
Has his porn career been safely erased from our memories?
Oh, I didn't know he did that. I thought he just had a bad boxing match.
Oh, no. No, there was some of that, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, then I really didn't even need to know that. I hope they don't bring him back.
And finally, Lil Wayne posted on Twitter last night a photo of him and President Trump and had this to say: just had a great meeting with Donald Trump. Besides what he's done so far with criminal reform. The Platinum Plan is going to give the community real ownership. He listened to what I had to say today and assured he will and can get it done. Now, if you're wondering what the Platinum Plan is, that's the plan that Ice Cube reportedly helped the Trump administration develop. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ice Cube was the first one to kind of get heat some months back for working with the president on something.
Yeah. It's, you get mixed on stuff like this because, I mean,
you're trying to do a good thing.
They're good things. But, the Twitter was all the rage last night.
Something new out this weekend. If you love The Mandalorian on Disney Plus, the second season premieres today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's got the Baby Yoda.
Yep. Baby Yoda. Mm-hmm. Was
that's it?
It. All right. Nothing on tomorrow, I guess, huh? Hey, that they did release the schedule for that, what is it, the 25 Days of Christmas, the movies that they do that we'll talk about a little bit.
On Hallmark?
Is it Hallmark? No, it's that other one. They keep changing
Freeform?
The name of that. Yeah, Freeform. They've changed the name of it. I got confused. It was called something else at one point. On the way, this hour, Michael Myers will be joining us. James Jude Courtney. They just released the new Halloween Kills trailer yesterday while I was doing the interview with them, which was crazy. We have some good news for you with Feeling Good in the D, and we have some not-so-good news when it comes to taking a step back here in the state of Michigan. That is all coming up this hour. WNIC with Jay Towers in the morning. Welcome to the show. 39 degrees. So tonight, Imagine Theater, the 1978 Halloween, the 2018 Halloween double feature with our friends from Astronomicon. And last night, they released the Halloween Kills trailer, the new one. Fans went nuts. It was announced on Twitter by Jamie Lee Curtis. So we talked to Michael Myers himself, James Jude Courtney.
Next Halloween, when the sun sets and someone is alone, he kills.
James Jude Courtney, hello to you and welcome back to Detroit.
Hey, Jay, good to see you again, man.
It's great seeing you. Hey, this is the time of year, right? I mean, this is the time of year where people want to be, frightened. The legacy is now in your hands.
Yeah. Big shoes to fill from Nick Castle's day, man.
This character in pop culture is so huge, and I don't know what it is about the guy. People like to be scared.
You know, I have this theory because all the horror cons I've gone to, all the horror fans I've met, they're the nicest human beings on the planet. I think something happens with these kind of characters and films like this where somewhere deep in our subconscious, we work out the pathos of violence and fear and anger and frustration. And I think that's why we're drawn to these films, because there's some sort of catharsis that happens when we watch them that we can't really explain, but it's visible to me when I meet the horror fans.
When Halloween came out in 2018, you and I had talked a couple months before that, and as a fan, I was excited, but all of a sudden, you find that this Halloween movie was the biggest opening ever for any Halloween movie. Were you blown away by that?
Yes and no. I mean, we knew when we were shooting it, we had something special. Like, we all knew that. And then you add to the fact that you have talent like David Gordon Green and Jamie. And I mean, there was just so much talent in there. We really walked around every day when we were shooting going, you know, we got something special here. Chris Nelson and I would talk about that in makeup every morning. We would go like, wow, man, this is not like any other film I've ever worked on. I mean, so we knew something was special.
So when you take on a role like Michael Myers, who is iconic, if that walk's not right, if the demeanor's not right, fans know. When you think back on the films, was there a particular scene or something you first saw that you said, this is the version I want to be?
Well, I only watched the first one one time before I went down to be put on tape for David. And there's one particular scene where Nick is walking across the backyard, camera left to camera right. And I was just watching it, and in my head, I went, I got it. The entire cosmos of the shape would manifest deep inside me. It's a place beyond time and space. It's beyond 3D reality. It just is. and it's powerful.
Listen, we're going through a pandemic here, and you know, kind of like there's a handful of things a lot of us were looking forward to this year, and one of them was Halloween Kills. But this movie's been postponed a whole year, and then there's one more after. Were those filmed together, or do you have to film more?
No, we shot Halloween Kills last fall. And we will shoot, it looks like, I just talked to David Green a couple weeks ago. It looks like we're going to shoot Halloween Ends.
Action.
Like August, September of next year. We've got to get this whole COVID thing straightened out.
Talk about the fan experience a little bit, because you were at Astronomicon, where I got to see you here this past year. But what are some of the odd things fans want when they meet you?
Man, that is, what a gift that is to me in my life to be able to experience that. It's like drops of love, man. Like one after the other, because where there's a shared joy and passion, and you know, there's, and I get to be a part of another human being's joy and happiness.
I will tell you, when I saw the first Halloween, the 1978 Halloween, the scene that always sticks with me is that little kid running, and he just runs right into Michael Myers, and that music comes on, and it's like freaky. And I got that feeling again in the new version, and that's why I put it up. This scene in the kitchen. You know, just walking into someone's house and switching out, you know, the hammer for the knife. I'm like, man, that nailed it. It freaked me out. And that's what you want. That's why you go to the movies.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. And how lucky, you know, are we that we get to be a part of this experience for, you know, for people. And the fans have just been so, so generous with their love and their being connected with us and sharing how much, you know, we've been able to affect them. So, yeah, man, thank you. It's crazy.
What's up? I'm leaving, right?
Hey, awesome. Thanks so much for spending time with us again, as always. And you don't need me to say it to you, but big fan and happy Halloween to you.
Jet, thank you so much. Always good to see you. Big fan of your work too, man. I look forward to seeing you in person soon.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Talk soon.
I was just thinking to myself waking up this morning because I fell asleep with the news on, like, wow, next week at this time when I wake up, like a lot of this hopefully will be behind us, or things will be in chaos because votes won't be counted yet, or maybe and I'm only saying that because some states do have the right to keep counting well into next weekend.
Some do and some don't.
Some do and some don't. Yeah. So, I mean, who knows where we'll be, but I'm going, holy cow. And then as I look through the stories on Fox 2 we're doing today, I'm like, there's like two pages of just more stops for this presidential election this weekend.
I, you know, God bless them for you know, putting in the effort. But I would, on the one side, I'd like to see the effort more into, you know, get a stimulus package paid. And on the other side, I'm sure effort could be put into some. I just think that decisions are made and these rallies, I don't personally see them as beneficial to either of them. But then again, I mean, what do I know?
Well, I, you know, it's funny you say that. I brought that up because that was a comment you made yesterday on the show. I brought that up to Doug Luzader on television.
I saw that.
Yeah. Oh. I said on my radio show, I was just talking to the ladies and we were talking about how is there real benefit to these rallies? Because you're kind of talking to a crowd you already know is voting to you. And he kind of said what we said, which was the thought process is, when Joe Biden has one of these drive-ins or when Trump has one of these rallies, those people will go back and extend and get other people to go vote. That's why they do them.
The tentacles.
The tentacles. Yes, that's what I was. The tentacles. Mm-hmm. So the president and other political heavy hitters making campaign stops in Michigan this weekend, more than ever in our lifetime for anyone. President Trump will be in Waterford today, this afternoon. He'll be at Contact Aviation. I think that is at 1:00. The president will again be in Sterling Heights on Sunday and in Grand Rapids on Monday. That's three Michigan stops this weekend. Former President Barack Obama will join Joe Biden tomorrow afternoon on Halloween in Detroit.
Really?
Both of them here tomorrow.
Wow.
In 2016, the president won by fewer than 11,000 votes. So you can see why everybody wants the electoral votes for Michigan.
Yeah, because Hillary won the popular vote, but we don't. That's not what decides it.
Yeah.
So it's about the electoral vote.
Yesterday, more than 3,600 cases of coronavirus were confirmed in Michigan. With cases continuing to rise, the state health department is tightening restrictions to slow down the spread. So restaurants and bars are now ordered to help health officials with contact tracing. What does that mean? It means that if you go to breakfast tomorrow, like I do with my parents on the weekend, socially distanced, you are required to give your name and phone number while you're eating to the restaurant in the event that they need to do contact tracing. Mm-hmm. In the event that you ate breakfast at 7 a.m. and somebody else ate breakfast at 8 a.m. and there's a case of COVID, everybody knows about it.
So, my friend just traveled to Maine about 2 weeks ago, and she said that all of the they're very, very, very strict there. All of the restaurants were already doing that. And she said, you know, it wasn't an inconvenience to us. It wasn't a big deal. You know, it's just taking precautions.
Why wouldn't you want to know? I'd like to know if, you know, I was in a place where I wonder that all the time. The grocery store is the only place I go in to pick up a prescription like once a month and I'll grab something. And I always think to that. I always think about that. Did I just walk past someone that had it? You know, am I 20 minutes behind someone that just had a coughing fit? You know, so, I mean, extra precaution is not a bad thing.
Well, I feel the same way about this as I feel about going through security at the airport when they want to go through my bag. I'm like, not hiding anything? Want you to do it for everybody? I don't care. Have at it. So same thing. Want my telephone number and my name? Have at it.
I'm still going to complain about taking my shoes off.
I know. That's a rough one. You do remember that the person that tried to do a bad thing had it in his shoe, and I was on his way to Detroit.
I know.
Effective immediately, parties larger than six cannot be seated together. So that's it. Six people to a table there if you were going out to eat. Weddings, parties, and banquets have a maximum of 50 people. So there you go. That's the latest there. Glowing ghosts and goblins on a lighter note will light up the Michigan Central Station tonight and tomorrow. You can drive by from 5 to 9 to check out the creepy displays.
Oh, how fun.
Spooky things going on at the Detroit Historical Museum. Today, Detroit's Paranormal Expeditions will reveal the results of its investigation to whether the museum is haunted. There's tickets to watch in person, $20 for museum members, $30 for non-members. $10 to watch virtually. You can always be a part of it that way. And I like how we made the Fox 2 News top five things of the day you need to know. Imagine Novi hosting double feature of Halloween and the sequel, tonight. Good news today, Feeling Good in the D, which, by the way, Feeling Good in the D is brought to you by Xfinity. We never, ever do stories like this, and it doesn't take one side or the other, but it is the number one good story today, and that is that what's called the GDP jumped 33.1% in the third quarter of this year in our country, which is an all-time record. Almost half of the 22 million jobs lost in March and April are still unfilled, but it is definitely good news that around the world where things are really going through tough times, we're having a tough time in our country, but we did have some bounce back and people are
getting their jobs back
and getting it through. Now, I know, you know, we can get inundated with phone calls right now and say, well, not me. But on an overall, we are not in bad places financially like some other countries are right now for this pandemic. So that was a good news story today. And classic toys have made a comeback during the pandemic. Sales of things like Barbie dolls, Hot Wheels, Legos, those are up. Tonka trucks have jumped 250% from last year. Partly because they remind us of what we always talk about. Simpler times, nostalgia, our childhood, things that make us happy.
So, like getting spanked with a Hot Wheels track?
Like getting spanked with a Hot Wheels track.
Does that happen anymore?
Stepping on a Lego. All of those.
Oh, stepping on a Lego is the worst thing that you could possibly do.
Boy, I read this story today and thought, wow, this is me, Allison, and Chelsea in a nutshell. The average person has four awkward or embarrassing situations a month, usually because we misheard what someone said. Now, me and my hearing, I hear things wrong all the time. Allison sometimes hears things and believes it to be 100% true until we say no. And Chelsea, Chelsea gets a couple things wrong here and there as well.
It's like I have selective hearing.
Right.
And then I really like get upset about something, but I didn't hear the whole situation or I didn't read the whole email. So.
20% of us have asked for directions, not understood them, and gone to the wrong place.
Yeah.
That's us, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how people survive without GPS systems. I really don't.
20% of us have called someone by the wrong name. repeatedly, Allison.
Well, that's why I don't do that anymore by saying, "Hey, girl, what's up, buddy?" That's how you avoid that.
You're right.
Yeah, but Jay always has the people that say, "What's my name?
Oh,
where did we meet?"
No.
Yeah. Like, why are you doing that to me?
Don't do that to me. 14% of us have screwed something up at work. That's not us. I mean, I'm not saying we don't. We get information wrong, but we do correct ourselves, as our boss, Paul Corvino, always tells us. What I love about that show, they get it wrong a lot, but they do correct themselves. And some of us have worn either inappropriate clothes or just the wrong clothes to an event because we misheard what the dress code was.
Oh. Okay, so I don't think that event is right, but every single time I literally just like roll out of bed. That's one of the perks of radio. You can roll out of bed and, you know, be wearing your PJs every single time I see your boss. Every time. Like, and he judges me, as he should, and it's just embarrassing, and yeah, you know.
Well, you know, nobody's expecting us to, you know.
Not, at least not on the radio. When we have events, I mean, we clean up.
Yeah.
There's a pandemic going on. Wear comfortable clothes. There you go.
What we're going to do right here is go back into time. Back into time.
Come on.
Take me back.
It is time for Back in the Day. It is brought to you by Jersey Mike. So, 39 years ago today, in 1981, Jamie Lee Curtis stars in Halloween 2.
Come on out here. Call the police. Tell the sheriff I shot him.
Who?
Tell him he's still on the loose.
Is this some kind of joke? I've been trick-or-treated to death tonight.
You don't know what death is.
Whoa.
I love that music. That is Dr. Loomis still with us?
No, Dr. Loomis has passed. Donald Pleasance.
Okay.
Passed in the 90s.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was that long ago.
Yeah, but his memory lives on. 20 years ago in 2000, U2 released All That You Can't Leave Behind, featuring Beautiful Day, Walk On.
Such a great album.
Yeah, this is a good album. And I love Beautiful Day. I mean, that you can use that in anything. Very nice, Jels. Thank you. 8 years ago in 2012, Disney purchased George Lucas' production company, Lucasfilms, including the rights to Star Wars and Indiana Jones. Geez, I wonder if that was a good idea.
It's so funny, though. It's two things that I love so much, but that whole thing kind of pained me a little bit. I don't know why. Just handing it over.
Well, you know what?
For billions of dollars.
Right.
And he's still very much involved. I mean, not the day-to-day, but it's still his. I mean, people don't think of it not being his.
Jay Towers in the Morning on Demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Yesterday, people were lined up in the rain outside the Barclays Center in Brooklyn to vote. Paul Rudd showed up, started handing out individually wrapped cookies and thanking people for voting.
Oh, wow.
So think whatever you want about Kanye West. You can have your own opinion on him. He got Kim Kardashian the most thoughtful gift for her 40th birthday, though. He gave her a hologram of her late dad, Robert Kardashian. And it was incredible. Here's a little bit of that.
Oh, I want to hear this.
I am so proud of the woman that you've become, Kimberly, and all that you've accomplished. All of your hard work and all the businesses you have built are incredible. But most impressive is your commitment to become a lawyer and carry on my legacy. It's a long and a hard road, but it's worth it. And I'm with you every step of the way.
You know, I totally...
That didn't happen.
That's right. I feel bad because when I saw this story, I just read the headline and not the whole story. And I thought Kanye got her a hologram of him.
No. When I read it, I thought it was sweet, too. And it's funny because I found a competing article that called it really creepy.
No, I think that meant so much to her and her family. And so much work had to go into that. Kanye had to spend a lot of time in the studio poring over old video and audio of him to bring the vision to life. He remembered stories that Kim had told him about her dad to incorporate it.
That's her dad's voice? I mean, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. The quality is unbelievable. New things out this weekend. Today on Disney Plus, the second season premiere of The Mandalorian.
Yeah, everybody loves The Mandalorian. I know as a Star Wars fan, I'm supposed to get into that, but I don't know. I love that no one ever, especially you two, never pushed me to ever do anything. You know. Coming up on 100.3 WNIC, Allison has her bubble. We also have Mr. Lister's Quiz Shootout. And we've got some Halloween things to talk about, including our astrological sign points to what candies we like. But is that correct? We discuss coming up. I was wrong. 43 is the high. How are we looking here with the bubble? What do you have for bubble today, Allison?
This is just one of those silly ones. You're not going to really learn anything, but it's just one of those things that make you giggle. The only member of ZZ Top without a beard is the drummer whose name is Frank Beard.
Get out! That's so weird.
Isn't that? The other two guys have the long to the floor beards. He does not, and his name is Frank Beard, and that's his real name.
Wait, they go to the floor?
They go to the waist. Yeah,
that
they go
is
long.
Disgusting.
Yeah, they're long. So, yeah, just a fun little silly fact. Frank Beard.
If you only knew Frank Beard but didn't know the other guys, you'd be like, Frank Beard and the two guys with the beards.
Right.
Come over here. Yeah, that's funny.
Let's go back.
We have to go back.
It's like we're going backwards in time.
Don't forget to set your clocks. This Sunday.
What we gonna do right here is go back.
Yeah, we turn clocks back on Sunday. So daylight saving time comes to an end, right?
This is either when my car clock will be right or I go a whole year with it being wrong.
No.
I'm not sure.
Just press and hold that one button. It always seems to get you in the right mode.
That just boosters my bass or something. It's the wrong button.
That was the worst. Remember when your car radio, like, when you switched to clock mode, it was your volume to turn it up and down, but then you always turn the volume up. You never got the clock right. So that's this weekend. Don't forget, we have Halloween tomorrow. By the way, Reader's Digest, which I feel bad. I didn't know was still around.
I know. I didn't either.
Reader's Digest did a list of everyone's favorite candy based on their zodiac sign. And I find that I know why they picked them. Like, for instance, I'm an Aries and I'm a fire sign. So I'm supposed to like hot tamales because I have a fiery personality and lots of energy and enthusiasm, which sounds stupid for candy. I have been chewing Trident cinnamon gum since I was 18, and that's all I chew.
Look at that.
It was kind of on the right track on that one.
Lauren loves hot tamales, by the way.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
It leaves the two of you to really be the decision makers here on if this is correct or not. So Allison is the Aquarius, the age of the Aquarius. And if you're an Aquarius, you're supposed to love Pop Rocks. Because it is the most eccentric and unique candy.
Mm.
You are unique, a little eccentric.
I would definitely say that's true. I mean, I enjoy when I think of Pop Rocks, Cosmic Candy is what it used to be called.
Yeah. I don't see you running into the store to grab a few packs.
No, it's just fun the one time. And then, you know, you take a couple years off and you try it again. Yeah. And okay.
Chelsea is a Virgo. And because she is a Virgo, you're supposed to like the Almond Joy.
I do like the Almond Joy.
Because Virgos are practical, health conscious, and modest.
Hmm. I'm not health conscious.
Maybe modest. I don't know if you're health conscious or not. I don't think so. I mean, I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying you're not known to, I can't eat that, right?
No, I have no self-control. So if I get it in my head that I'm going to eat chili cheese fries today, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Oh, now I'm going to eat chili cheese fries today.
Doesn't that sound so good?
Yep, yeah. It really does. Oh, it really does.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Almond joys are great, but they're... So almonds are healthy, and coconut candy. I remember making pina coladas once with that Coco Lopez.
Yeah.
And reading the fat grams on the back of that can. And I was like, oh, wow, no, this isn't healthy at all.
Wait, Coco Loco or Coco Lopez?
Isn't it called, I think it's Coco Lopez. It's a can of.
I don't know Coco Lopez.
Coconut, you know, it's thick. It's, you put it in your.
Like coconut cream.
Yeah, it's like that. And it's got mad fat grams. But Almond Joys are rich.
One other quick thing here that I forgot I wanted to get in for Allison today. This is not a cat story, but it is kind of a cat story. A guy in Florida paid $150 at a small animal sanctuary for a full contact experience with a black, with a black leopard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The leopard mauled him immediately.
Yeah.
He needed multiple surgeries. And the guy who runs the sanctuary has been cited.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. If I'm like risking my life like that, I would hope that my experience would maybe cost a little bit more than $150 because then I probably, you know, I feel a little bit safer.
Well,
that
the full contact experience means he wanted to hold the thing and get a picture with it and the thing mauled him.
Yeah. And it's, I'm glad that the owner has been issued something too because he's charging $150.
Right.
For these stupid things.
Story number two. Your cat's name with the interesting Benjamin,
Roosevelt Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Roosevelt Franklin. Your cat's name might have some competition because a cathedral in London.
Oh, hosted, I love this story.
You know what? A memorial.
Yeah, I love it.
I can't surprise you with anything today.
I'm sorry.
Hosted a memorial service for an enormously popular cat who recently died, but it's the name that is so interesting.
Dawkins Magnificat, to give her Sunday name, was not owned by us. We might call her our cat.
Dorkin Magnificat.
Can I just tell you really quick her backstory?
Yeah.
She wandered into the cathedral sometime between Christmas and New Year looking for food. She wound up making it her home. They let her. She actually met the, she would lay on the pews and she had full run of that cathedral. She actually met the queen once and looked at the queen very unimpressed and the queen giggled about it. She went deaf and blind last year. And so then she was taken in to one of the personal homes by one of the church people, one of the vicars maybe.
But Allison, and then, her name is Dorkin Magnificat.
I know. Dorkin's Magnificat is good.
Yeah.
I think Roosevelt Franklin is still safe,
still pretty
though.
Good. All right. All right. Corona craziness today. A couple things going on around the country, around the world. A woman in New York shared her story of how she moved in with her boyfriend at the beginning of the pandemic and found out he was an anti-masker, anti-vaxxer, and anti-voter. So she finally dumped him, and her story's gone viral. Boy, you don't really know someone until you live with them.
How do you not know those things before you move? Warren and I think moved in together our third year as a couple. So our third year.
Yeah.
And I feel like I knew quite a bit.
By then you knew, well, you knew that moving in together, you probably knew, you felt like you knew what you needed to know.
I would have known all of those things,
yeah, right,
for sure.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
A health official from Oregon is getting blasted for dressing up as a clown to announce the latest coronavirus numbers in the state, including the death toll.
Okay.
She was dressed that way to promote Halloween safety, but many are saying it is still a bad choice.
She didn't think it through, or did she?
Yeah, like you're not going to wear a Santa hat to go announce the new numbers in December. It wasn't meant to be mean, just
but
wasn't good thinking.
Like if she had picked a different costume, but picking a clown means you're making this is a joke.
I think it's inappropriate to wear a costume for anything that's related to announcing COVID numbers.
Yeah, no right? coronavirus press conference should be in costume right now. Mexico has asked cemeteries to close on Day of the Dead to try to stop coronavirus from spreading when tons of people flock to their loved ones' graves. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And then 3 out of 5 Americans say they have new aches and pains from sitting around so much and being inactive since this whole pandemic started, which I thought was a real thing. I mean, really, I mean, think about it. If you're working from home and you're just on Zoom calls or doing your job from your day, you're probably not getting up like you would if you were going to a workplace every day.
We're all making that old guy noise when we get up out of our chairs now.
Oh, God, no kidding.
How many people do you think are going to have eye issues after this? Like by being glued to their computer screen.
I do want to go to the eye doctor because I just want to say, because I need reading glasses now for everything, and I even need them just to see. Now I'm starting to think that I've worn them so much that now I can't. Now things that aren't blurry are starting to look blurry. So I don't know. Unrelated to COVID and Corona craziness today, but just why not? It's that time of the year where you might want to have a French bread pizza from Stouffer's. So Stouffer's is releasing a clothing line. They're making sweatshirts, t-shirts, and fanny packs featuring pictures of pasta and random slogans about pasta, and it's going on sale next month.
That is the dumbest idea ever.
You know how I get on a jag about certain foods and then I'll eat that for like 5 months?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stouffer's pizza is currently one of those things that I'm eating, and I've got like 20 of them in my freezer right now.
Delicious. no one's saying anything negative about
Maybe
that.
Maybe I need the pajamas to go with it.
Hey, by the way, on our Facebook page, we're doing a little poll. When WNIC does play Christmas music, what would you like the first Christmas song to be? We've teamed up with our great friends at the Salvation Army for this, who have bell ringers already looking for you to donate this year. It's been a tough year. Salvation Army can use your help. But anyway, if you want to jump on and check out that poll, first Christmas song of the season, what should it be? You have any thoughts in mind, or you like to stick with tradition? Anything?
What's the Beach Boys Christmas song?
Little Saint Nick?
I think that's it. Yeah, I like that.
I always like Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You. That's fun.
I know. It is a tradition. Or Brenda Lee or a Bing Crosby. I'm trying to think maybe what really makes sense for this year. So anyway, jump in on the conversation on Facebook. Thanks to the Salvation Army, 100.3 WNIC. It is time for Detroit's favorite Friday game. And that, of course, is Mr. Lister's Quiz Shootout. Rick is here. Rick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
Rick, big plans for the Halloween weekend?
Birthday party on Sunday for our son, Ethan. He will be 15.
Oh.
Ooh. How is he going to be 15 already?
I know. How does that...
He used to be this big, and then he was in the TV station at the beginning of the year and said, oh, hey, Ethan, looking up at him. He's such a tall kid now, right?
He is taller than you now, Jay.
I believe he is. I believe it. How does Mr. Lister's work, Rick?
Jay, we play four rounds, and for each round of categories presented, as long as you answer correctly, you stay alive. Last person standing wins each round. And, Jay, it's worth noting that this game is so competitive between the three of you that each of our last five games has had a final score of 2-1-1.
All right. That's good to know. 2-1-1. So let's play Mr. Lister's Quiz Shootout.
All right, Chelsea, round one. Name a state in the U.S. that ends with the letter A.
Oh, my God.
California.
Yes, there are lots of them. Allison.
Iowa.
Yes, ma'am. Jay.
Nebraska.
Very good. Chelsea.
Alabama.
Correct, ma'am. Allison.
Alaska.
Well done. Jay.
Virginia.
Very good. Chelsea.
Arizona.
Chelsea's going down her list. Allison.
North Carolina.
Very good. Jay.
South Carolina.
Back to you, Chelsea.
North Dakota.
Indeed. Allison.
South Dakota.
Stands to reason. Jay.
Did we say Pennsylvania?
Well done, sir.
Wow.
Chelsea.
Did we say Indiana?
We have now.
No. Allison. Wow. You guys. This may be it.
A state that
Montana.
Yes. Jay.
Did we say Florida?
Florida. Well done, Jay. Chelsea.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. How many are left?
Five to go.
Really? Oh, I'm out.
Okay, Allison, that was a good run. Jay.
I'm out.
Very sorry. Chelsea wins round one. The five overlooked were Louisiana, Minnesota, Nevada, Oklahoma, and West Virginia.
I totally lost that one.
Chelsea wins round one. Round two, Allison, name a popular ingredient used in making burritos. And can you roll the yarns by that?
A burrito. You know what else is fun to make? A purrito.
Oh.
Where you roll your cat in a blanket.
I love a burrito.
They're cute. I will say meat, hamburger.
Yes, Jay.
Beans.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The shell.
Tortilla. Very good.
The cheese.
Yes, ma'am. Jay.
How about rice?
Correct, sir. Chelsea, what is in your burrito?
Sour cream.
Very good. Allison.
Guacamole.
Correct, ma'am. Jay.
How about taco sauce? Or
salsa. I will give you. Yes.
Lettuce?
Yes, ma'am. Allison.
What about peppers?
Very good. Jalapenos or peppers? Jay, we're back to you.
Did you say onions?
Onions. Well done, Jay. Jels.
Well, that's it.
Where to go?
I'm out. I have no idea what
else
put in there.
Allison, what do you got?
I'm out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jay wins round two. One's overlooked. Include corn, eggs, if you've got a breakfast burrito, olives, and tomatoes. Complete that list.
Well, tomatoes.
No one's putting olives in their burrito, but sure.
I'm telling you, can I just tell you that the breakfast burrito still to this day at McDonald's is really good.
It is.
It's so good.
And I'll take two. All-time fave.
Always good.
Have you had Taco Bell's breakfast?
No, I want to.
After two rounds, Jay and Chelsea on the board. Round three, Jay, past or present? Give me the name of a famous person with the last name Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
Yes. Yes.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Very good. Allison.
Calvin.
Calvin Johnson, formerly of the Lions. Well done. Jay.
How about Howard Johnson?
Yes, of hotel Hojo? And restaurant.
I love Howard Johnson.
Chelsea.
How about the Johnson & Johnson guy?
Yes.
And the third Johnson that never gets credit.
Right, your favorite story.
Brothers Robert, James, and Edward Johnson formed that company. Allison.
I'm going to kick it old school. Van Johnson.
Very good. Jay.
I don't know if you're feeling like you might want to stomp or not, but what about the Brothers Johnson?
Well done, Jay.
I feel like there was another president.
I think there is.
Andrew keeps coming to me, but
go with it, girl.
Andrew Johnson, 17th president.
Well done. What? Allison.
Mm-hmm. Don Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
Jerk!
Jay, a famous person named Johnson.
I'm out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jay. How about you, Chelsea?
I'm out, too. I have no idea.
Allison wins round three. Johnson's overlooked include Artie Johnson, comedian. Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of the UK.
Oh, duh.
Dakota Johnson from 50
Don's daughter.
Your gray fame. Right. We've got Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, my God.
So
Allison.
Stupid.
We are so dumb.
A pair of Jimmy Johnsons, Fox NFL analyst, as well as a NASCAR driver. Lady Bird Johnson. Pitcher Randy Johnson. Director Ryan Johnson. Directed Star Wars, Knives Out. And Russell Johnson, the professor from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, right.
Once again, three rounds, 1 point of each.
What a game. This will determine the winner.
Round four. Winner takes all. Chels, name a popular team sport in America today.
Football.
Yes. Allison.
Baseball.
Correct, ma'am. Jay.
Basketball.
Yes, indeed. Chels.
Hockey.
Yes. Allison, a team sport.
Soccer.
Yes, indeed. Jay.
Lacrosse.
Well done. Chels.
Softball.
Yes, ma'am. Allison.
Swimming.
Very good. Yes. Jay.
Shout out to my friend, radio disc jockey Trip Rogers, who put me on the Radio Rollers bowling team.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good job.
Tells.
What about tennis?
Yes. Doubles, specifically. Allison.
Team of people are going to play tug of war. I'm out.
Very sorry. Over to you, Jay.
What about golf?
Golf?
No, I guess you won't have a team on golf.
Final answer?
Yeah, I already said it. It's fine.
Did not make
Can't you
list.
Be a foursome?
That's what I thought.
Did not make my list. I'm very sorry.
You can play in a foursome, but I don't think you're a team.
Chelsea wins round four. We've got bobsledding, cheerleading, curling, dodgeball, not to mention handball, roller derby, rowing, track and field, volleyball, water polo, and the wrestling team.
You can tell we're all really athletic.
Yeah. I know. Allison, was it you that once said if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a
you
dodge
can dodge
ball. By a score of 2-1-1, Chelsea is our winner today.
Nice work, Chelsea. All right. You. Detroit's 100.3 WNIC.
Jay Towers in the morning on iHeartRadio.
Tomorrow is Halloween. So listen to this, how... yesterday, remember I told you I was going to interview James Jude Courtney, who plays Michael Myers in the new Halloween movie. So yesterday, I'm home. I'm getting myself ready for the interview. We recorded it at noon. So it's 11:50, and I grab my notes, and I go down into my basement, and
I have my Michael Myers mask there, and I got my green screen all ready to go, and I hang up my notes so I remember what to talk about. And I go to log into Zoom to do the interview, and my computer shuts down, like spooky, right? Just shuts down. It never shuts down in the basement, by the way. It's like a normal big size computer. And then when it turns back on, it goes through, no joke, like a 10-minute update. And I had to text James Jude Courtney and tell him, I'm sorry, my computer's doing an update. I'm going to be late. And you know how I hate that. I felt like such a jerk.
Well, yeah, it's awkward.
It was very awkward. And then he got on and he was great. We did this great interview. And but I just thought, how Halloweenish to be down in the basement and have this happen right before you're about to interview Michael Myers. Mm-hmm. I get done with the interview with him, go upstairs to start looking at the interview to make sure it came out all right. They released the new Halloween Kills trailer.
Oh my gosh.
That Jamie Lee Curtis. Like what it look what it so one bad thing, one good thing. Like how great was that?
Right.
Right, it all came together, Allison.
There is something there.
Have you been texting him? No,
I will not bother him anymore. I know how that works. You do it once,
right?
Set up the interview, thank for the interview, move on.
But wait a second. Along. I thought that you just said that you were like best friends with him.
Well, I know. Listen, I'm not a head case either.
He's playing it cool.
I'm playing it cool.
Right.
Right.
Now the next move is his.
Ball's in his court.
Right.
So, Halloween is tomorrow. 68% of Americans celebrate Halloween in one way or another. So, we figure that's more than half the country. We buy more than twice as much candy for Halloween than we do on Valentine's Day. That makes sense because you're buying it usually to give out.
I mean, yeah.
The most popular Halloween candies are Skittles, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Snickers, and Starbursts.
Skittles can be removed from that list immediately.
I don't get Skittles at all.
They get stuck in your molars,
I haven't even seen Skittles anymore. I mean, I know they're out there, but I mean, I'm going to go over to Bob's desk. He's got Skittles. Like,
right.
Never. The most popular children's costume in any given year is a princess.
Yep.
Always. Of course. A princess. 17% will dress their dogs or cats up for Halloween.
I think that's a low number. I got the box of costumes out yesterday.
Oh, you're going to try that again?
Yeah, I don't know why I keep trying that. They hate it so much. As a matter of fact, they hate it so much, there's only one that I can really even...
Allison, you know, because we don't want to go to this well unless we're sure. You know, I do on the Facebook have 500,000 people.
I know.
It's only going to take you making the call. You got to make the call to me and say, Jay, it's Sunday, it's Tuesday, whatever it is. The cat has done something on video that is tremendous.
That's right.
And we will make it viral. We'll make it viral.
That's
but if I start
right.
putting up all your cat videos,
no,
then
you can't.
It'll dilute it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also can't like say this video is going to go viral because then it's not.
That's what I'm saying. If your cat does something extraordinary, yeah. I'll share it and say like this is the funniest thing I've ever seen, and we'll make it go viral.
I'm going to put him in a costume. Murphy knows how to use the treadmill. Costume Murphy on the treadmill to YMCA. I'm going to work on it this weekend.
If you do that, that's great.
Right?
That's great. Please get the lighting right. And please hold the phone. Please hold the phone this way.
Yeah.
Please, I'm begging you.
All right, I got it.
God, I try to help.
Speaking of the treadmill, how many times have you been on it?
I'm starting it Monday.
Starting Monday.
Allison.
Starting Monday. I told my friends that I deal you. I'm like, I'm going to be back on the program starting in January.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Good.
The most popular costumes for dogs and pumpkins are pumpkin, hot dog, and superhero. And here's the final fun fact today. This will be the first full moon on Halloween since 2001.
Ooh.
But it technically didn't become a true full moon until 12:41 a.m. on the East Coast that year. So this will be the first full moon on Halloween for the entire country since 1944. And it is an asteroid coming at us. So there you go.
Oh, good.
Detroit's favorite game is Battle of the Sexes, brought to you by Oakland Mall. Two contestants on and ready to play for that $50 in shopping at Oakland Mall. Allison, you're going to play for Kristen. I'll play for Dave, who's going for win three. That's $150 in shopping. Chelsea will ask the questions. Let's play Battle of the Sexes.
Allison, name something you'd expect to see a lot of in Hawaii.
I would expect to see a lot of, palm trees.
That's the last answer. 1 point for that. Beaches was number one.
I was going to say sand.
Jay, name an excuse someone might give to get ahead of you in the checkout line.
I only have a few items.
That is the second best answer. 5 points for that you're in a big hurry.
That's not going to get you there.
No. I agree. Allison, name something a man might do in the beginning of a relationship that he won't do after about a year.
Open the door for me.
Second best answer. 5 points for that. Buy flowers was the number one answer.
That's bad.
Jay, name something people do while telling a lie that gives them away.
Don't make eye contact.
Yeah, number one answer, and you are in the lead 15-6. Allison, what might a teen do that causes their parents to forbid them from using the family car?
Crash it.
Yep, number one answer, 10 nice. Points. And Jay, name something you might see next to the cash register at a restaurant.
Something you might see at the cash register next to at the restaurant. A tip jar. A tip jar, yes.
That is the number one answer, 10 points for that. And you win the game 25-16.
All right, Justin, there you go. Sorry, Dave.
Where did Justin come from?
I don't know. Dave, congratulations to you. Sorry about that.